I'm in Clarenbridge Nursing Home. I'm talking to Michael Gavin. Michael, you're a Mayo man originally, and you lived in what part of Mayo?
Well, Ballina, County Mayo, all my life.
And what did you do in your yes, were you?
I ran drapery and footwear stores.
Okay.
In the town in Ballina. When I went to Athy,
yeah,
there was about 26 or 7 staff, and they were all Protestants. There was no Catholic in the place. The staff were all Protestant, and the married men, of course, lived in, there was 5 or 6 of them, they'd be living in houses, yeah. But the rest of the staff lived what we called indoor. There was a dining room and a bedroom, a dormitory bedroom. I never saw them because when I came, they put me into Deeks. I was in Deeks out of the town. But the staff were, they were actually, you know, indoor. They were fed and watered and paid. And it was quite extraordinary. The social history in it. They'd come an invitation to the shop, Shaw staff, to hop in Mount Melick, and they'd all go to it. And a couple of the lads said to me, "You might as well come, Mike. You know, you get a great. There used to be you get tea and buns and the devil knows what." Because
at
the ladies
hop.
At the hop, and the ladies have it made. But when I'd come to the door, they'd say, "Where? Who are you?" And Shaw staff, and that's I just say Shaw staff. And after I did that, I was at 5 or 6 hops, and the next thing, obviously, the word got out that I was travelling with Shaw staff. So then one night when we were coming in, "Who are you, Shaw staff? And what's the name?" And I'm Michael Gavin, and you're not you're Presbyterian, or you know. Eventually, I said I'm a Roman Catholic, or wouldn't refer me to Roman Catholic, just a Catholic. "Sorry, you can't come in. It's only for Protestants." So the lads that night they had let me in that night because the lads refused to. They were going to go home with me, but after that I couldn't travel anymore because there was. It was
and this was in the 60s, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah, and so yeah, it's extraordinary. And the staff were all Protestants.
All Protestants, yeah.
And the running of the dance was also.
Oh, it was run by the Church of Ireland, I presume, or
yeah.
Whatever. I never checked into it too thoroughly, but.
I know, but that division.
Gosh, yeah. Very much so, yeah.
How did you get into it? How did you break into it as well?
Well, it was my friend. My father was a friend with guys in Dublin. There were Coles. They weren't Jews, actually. He was friendly with one of them, and he must have asked them where. He wanted to get me out of Cork because I was showing signs of meeting girls. So he asked them, and they suggested Shaw's.
Yeah.
So Mr. Shaw took me on that way.
Yeah.